Sure.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Now, when I say today's Am I the Jerk is a good one, you hear me. You hear me? Hear me good, all right? Because they signed it sincerely an anxiety panicked girly. So an anxiety panicked girly is going to be called AKA Anne. Because they say, Ali and DZ, please give me an alter ego name for funsies. All right. Anne wrote in and says, am I the jerk for giving them a cheaper gift? But y'all got to listen. Says, I got married last October. And while I was cleaning, I found my handwritten list of how much money our guest had given us. I recorded it to appropriately thank people for their gifts via thank you cards. I feel like that's a standard, right? We all, you know, get thank you cards for different things, whatever, whatever, right? She says, as I was glancing through the list before I shredded it, I realized that two to three couples whose wedding we recently had attended this summer gave us $100 while we only gave them $25 gift cards. And for reference, we're 26 and 28, and the couples are around the same ages. Now, we're not cheap people. We always tip 15 to 20%. Okay, so they're talking, not just going into like, we tip the standard. We're normal. And says, she says, we tip 15, 20% when deserved, when we were out, et cetera, et cetera. So saying they're normal, they're good people, they tip 20%. But then goes on and says, however, we are now saving for a house, but we probably wouldn't give them closer towards $60 had we checked prior to the weddings. So they're not cheap people, saying they would have given them more than $25, would have increased it to $60 had they checked and remembered before going to their weddings. Anne goes on to say, I get that things don't always have to be equal and that some have more than others, but given the fact that we could afford this, are we the jerks for not giving them a higher price gift when they gave us much more? And again, Anne signed it sincerely, Anne, anxiety panicked girly, which is where Anne comes from. So, Anne, I mean, I'm not trying to raise your anxiety, but I get where you're coming from, right? It feels like it's a quid pro quo. I learned this at Lakeland. It means this for that, right? It basically goes back to saying, you know, it's equal and you got to keep it equal. But you said yourself, things don't always have to be equal. You're feeling some type of way, though, because you know that your friends are probably going to remember this. And they're going to go, oh, $25 gift card. When we went to their wedding last October, didn't we give them a honey? Didn't we drop a honey pot in their gift basket? I could have swore we threw a Benjamin in there. You know, not that it's all about the Benjamin, baby, but equal is equal. I do think you probably should have upped it a little bit. I'm not going to gun on you and say you should have matched it 100%, even though I think 100 for 100, right? Whether it was a cash value or gift value, I think you should have been a little equal. I hate to call you the jerk, Miss Anne, anxiety, panic, girly, but I'm a call it what it is. Yeah, I think you should have noticed, you know, and you didn't, which is fine. I hope other people hold you down, but I'm going to stick to my guns. I'm calling you the jerk today. I don't get to decide, though, and the listeners do. So y'all know what to do. Y'all know the number, 414-533-1037. Anne wants to know, is she the jerk for giving their friends cheaper gifts than they were given? I mean, you'd like to say your friends won't care, but can we always say that? I don't actually know. We'll take your calls and your texts next. 414-533-1037. Anne needs to know, is she the jerk for giving them cheaper wedding gifts? We'll take your calls and texts next.
Okay,
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Y'all, the lines lit up. I mean, the text started going crazy. I knew it. I just knew it. You know, Allie and I know when some things are going to trigger y'all in weddings. Ooh, they get people going. So let's just get back into it. For Am I the Jerk today, Anne wrote in and wants to know if she's the jerk for getting her friends cheaper gifts. She got married last October and had friends give them $100, whether it was gifts or money, whatever. They got $100 worth of gifts from these friends. And going through old lists that she had, realized that she and her husband only gave them $25 gift cards for their weddings that they recently attended, and is wondering if she's the jerk. And she just wants to know straight up. You know, she's got a little bit of an anxiety about it, but Ann, I think you'll be okay. We're going to see what the listeners got to say. First up, we got Jessica in Mount Pleasant. Good morning, Jessica. How are we doing today?
Good. How are you?
Doing good. Doing good. I mean, we got to figure it out, and you're going to kick it off. So what do you think? Is Ann the jerk for giving their friends cheaper gifts? No, stand on it.
You know,
10 toes. Okay, I know, but speak on it. Go ahead.
I say that, like, even if, you know, they didn't tell us how much their friends gave them, but $25 nowadays, there's no way that even covers their meal at the wedding. And, like, I've always been said, at the very least, you need to cover your meal at that wedding, which I would say, like, $50
okay.
at a very minimum.
Okay.
I would say now the going rate is about $100. I got married back in 2011.
Yeah.
And even back then, I would say the majority of like our friends like that were, you know, couples gave $100 and then, you know, family and stuff would, you know, do more or less. And here's the thing, like she said, she could afford it.
Yeah.
And I think people know the ones that can and can't. Like, obviously, if I knew someone was struggling or something, I wouldn't expect it. I mean, I wouldn't expect anything from anybody.
Right.
But
well,
it's
right.
just to say, like, she's a jerk.
No, stand on it. Because even though the fact that they're saving for a house, I love and respect that. Houses aren't cheap. I'd even say they're far more expensive than an actual wedding is, depending on the person.
Mm-hmm.
But houses are expensive, and I respect that. But they even said themselves, we could have afforded a little bit more. And she's kind of admitting to herself, I feel jerky because we could have afforded more. She's thinking $60. She's kind of in your lane saying at least 50, that would have covered the quote-unquote meal. I never thought of it like that, but I like the way you're leaning, Jessica.
Yes.
10 Toes says, jerk, kicks it off. We appreciate your call. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
All right. Let's keep it moving. Starts off, jerk. Let's see what our next caller's got to say. We got Jennifer and Brown Deer. Good morning, Jennifer. How we doing today?
Good morning, DZ. I just want to start by saying I'm so glad you're back and so glad your wife is recovering.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jennifer. You don't even know how much that means to us. It is a blessing, to say the least, for real. We appreciate you so much.
Okay.
All right, but now. Now.
I'm going to go with not the jerk. I do feel like the amount is low. I agree with that. But we don't know a lot of other context. While they could afford it, does that mean that they had to, simply because maybe those couples only went to one wedding in the last 5 years. Mm. Maybe this couple was invited to 5 this year alone.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? So, and they're trying to save for a house. Like we said, yes, weddings are more expensive. Things are more expensive, but so is buying a house. It's insane right now. So
it is insane.
I think they did what they felt like they could do, and it shouldn't be expected. They attended. They did what they could do. They gave, you know, they gave a gift, and that's, I don't want to go with the cliche, it's the thought that counts, but it really is at the end of the day.
It really is the thought that counts. She's just feeling bad because she found the list and realized, oh my goodness,
yeah,
all of these couples gave us $100 and we only did 25. If we're doing quick math, 25, say they go to 3 weddings this year. 25 times 3 still is only $75. Like, if all of these couples gave them $100, I mean, I'm not taking your answer from you, okay? I'm not taking your answer from you, Jennifer.
No, and I do agree. Like I said, I do agree that it's a low amount, but it's what they landed on at the time, and there must be a reason for it.
And
yeah.
I like that. They didn't remember the list beforehand. She's just feeling bad on the back end, and you can't do that to yourself, huh?
No, you cannot.
All right, Jennifer, you split us. One jerk, one not the jerk. Standing on it as well. That's business. Appreciate your call.
All right. Thanks. Have a great day. DZ, love you.
Thank you. Love you back. Bye. All right. Oh, snap. The tiebreaker. And, oh, y'all don't even know. It's one of our latest theme song. New regular Emily calling out of Milwaukee. You know what it is. She wanted So Fresh and So Clean, Clean. Look, Outkast in the life. So Fresh and So Clean, Clean.
Good morning.
Better come clean with this answer.
I am so excited about this.
Tiebreaker. Big shoes, but you done filled them. I mean, you've proven the hard work, earned your theme song called 5 Days in a Row, so you've earned this, too. You get to be the tiebreaker and your first tiebreaker at that, so make it good.
Yeah.
No pressure.
I am going Not the Jerk.
Ooh.
And I have a few reasons for it.
Just like
both said, you don't know the other factors. Maybe the girl had gone to their bridal shower. Maybe she had gone out of town for the wedding and they had to pay for like a hotel and stuff like that. So you don't know those extra factors of what was going into it.
Ooh,
the other thing I'm going to say is the quid pro quo is a very like Midwest thing, I feel like, where we have that Midwest niceness and we want to do what others do for us and always like give back.
Yeah.
I don't know that weddings truly should. You should expect everyone to bring you a gift. And I think that the fact that she did bring a gift is really kind of her, even if it wasn't the same amount. So.
Ooh, I see you kept it nice today. You ain't want to reveal all your true selves. I see some fire in there, but you brought some great points. We don't know any other factors. They might have traveled. They might have gone out of town. They might have spent way more than just the $25 that in gift cards that they gave. And they went to multiple weddings. Okay?
Right.
Okay. Say less. Emily, we appreciate your answer. You working out today.
So I appreciate you.
Not the Jerk. Have a great day, all right?
You too. Thank you.
Bye. Ooh. Well, I told you, and I don't get to decide. The listeners do, and the listeners held you down. You were not the jerk today for giving them a cheaper gift. We don't know the full context. You might feel bad about it, but you shouldn't. You should keep it pushing. You're all right. I mean, and if those friends don't hit you up anytime soon, maybe you're not all right. But you should update us either way, and you can always send us your Am I the Jerks at amithejerk@1037kissfm.com.